I once loved two girls at a time. Kate and Edith both were mine. I learned that what they say is true. You can't have Kate and Edith too.
Can't we have Kate and Edith too? I don't know. I don't get it. A little Jay-Z playing behind me. Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. Actually, the song is called Heart of the City, but, you know. I won't tell if you won't. This is Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number. Let's see. The last hour I had a lot of fun. This hour we're talking NFL. Yeah, we're talking NFL. Also, Jerry Burke may be joining me at some point. One can only hope, but he may be joining us, which would be exciting. Might play one of his greatest hits. Haven't decided yet. But until then, talking a little about the NFL free agency, which is, again, coming up in less than 3 days. We're about 2 days away. Gonna get exciting. There's a lot of players who are available. A couple players have actually already been signed. Very under the radar signs. We got DeQuell Jackson going to the Colts. Sam Shields gets kept off the open markets along with Anquan Boldin. Sam Shields re-signed with the Packers. Anquan Boldin re-signed with the 49ers. Also, Red Bryant also got picked up today, leaving the Seattle Seahawks. We'll talk about the importance of that, especially for my San Francisco 49ers. At some point, we'll talk about Major League Baseball, about some of the non sequiturs of the preseason. Look, it's really early. I'm not looking at playoff teams from their performances, but injuries in preseason can tamper a season just as much as anything. You know, and there's one pitcher right now who's got an inflamed elbow. I really hope this isn't a long-term problem. Again, folks, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Come back. We're talking NFL free agency here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out?
New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free t-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
Extremely good-looking, young, limber, and more like casual voiceover babe here. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Now, about this pickle we find ourselves in, it would appear there's only one thing left for you to do.
And what would that be?
Stiglitz.
See how feeders into your Nazi boss.
Hey, you. Out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey, you. Standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fainting smiles, can you feel me?
Hey, you. Yeah, tonight felt like a wall night. Little Pink Floyd from The Wall. Keith Moon and company. No, I'm sorry. Roger Waters. Duh. Without a fight. And we're back with Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. During the break, actually, I was reading a report. Another nonsense report about Jim Harbaugh and company. Now, me and Matt Kolsky, the host of this disaster on Sunday night, talked about this in depth, actually. For all of you that don't know, Kolsky works at the 49ers flagship station, KNBR, here in San Francisco. That's his day job. His other job is working here at this place. Enough said. But Kolsky made a good point in saying that, you know, I think this was a bit overblown. I think the facts weren't presented correctly, and they were taken out of context. And I can agree with that. I think overall that was kind of my assessment. But I mean, I just keep seeing report after report about how Harbaugh is going to leave the 49ers. And I just laugh, because why would he leave? No one has presented one good reason to me why he would leave the 49ers. Beside the fact they're perennial Super Bowl contender since he's gotten here. Beside the fact they're in a great salary cap situation and have most of their Pro Bowlers locked down. Beside the fact they have a plethora of draft picks every year. Why would he leave this team? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense for any coach. Any situation that he would want to go to or that would have him would be a situation like Cleveland. Now, Cleveland this year has got 2 first-round picks, one at the very high end of the draft, and one at the back end of the first round, and a few other picks. So they got a plethora of picks. They got a decent situation to try and turn things around this year. Okay, pretty solid team. Although they're probably going to lose T.J. Ward to free agency. They probably will bring back Alex Mack, although it'll be tough. They did non-exclusive tender him, which is a little confusing. I'll explain that in a little bit later in the program. But I keep seeing the reports, and they're starting to die down. I think it was somewhat realized this was kind of taken out of the context it was meant for. What it was originally stated to be. It was an anger problem, I guess. And I think it's been resolved now. And to be honest, you got to understand Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is not a guy who I don't think he cares about the cash. I really don't. I kind of agree with Mr. Kolsky on that one. And you'll get, I mean, it's not like he's getting paid $1 million. He's getting paid $5 million a year. He lives in Palo Alto. for all of you who, I mean, he's not going to leave Palo Alto. Nobody who comes to Palo Alto leaves Palo Alto. And the people who say that are people who don't live in Palo Alto. Okay? They don't just up and leave the second wealthiest, if not the wealthiest area in the country. With the best weather in the country. You don't just up and leave that. And that's part of the reason why Jim Harbaugh chose the 49ers. And remember, don't forget, Miami, it amazes me how this has never been talked about. You know, just a few years ago, Miami was going to offer him $7 million a year on a six-year contract to go down there and turn around the Dolphins. He chose a $5 million a year to stay in the Bay Area and go to San Francisco, technically Santa Clara, where the headquarters are, where he spends most of his time and will spend the rest of his time as the 49ers will be moving to Santa Clara and just a... I'm actually moving there now, but and the stadium is being finished. I get to drive by it every day, and it's actually looking really nice. It's gonna be really cool to go to. I cannot wait for the first game. I will be there. I'm a lucky duck as I am a season ticket holder, so I'll be enjoying the new Niners Stadium. And I was actually reading an article about this today about how the stadium is going to be designed. It's funny. It's being designed like Seattle Stadium. It's going to be a very noise friendly environment for the 49ers, and it's been designed that way, having that arch and the peak at the top, which makes Seattle so loud. But the Niners new stadium is going to be designed the same way. Maybe, I guess, to say, hey, you know, we're gonna show our loud fans off too. But Candlestick is historically it's not known for being a loud stadium, but the Niner fans have made it loud before. I've been to the last few playoff games. I was at the last Candlestick game. I've heard the stick rock pretty hard. I was there when I was a little kid at Jerry Rice's last game. I was there for a lot of great Niner moments, considering I missed the 80s. Considering that, I've seen quite a few awesome Niner moments. And the stick got loud. But I'm really excited to hear how loud it's going to get in the 49ers' new stadium. 1-800-878-7529. I wanted to give you guys a little bit of the local digest that's been kind of going on here. I mean, because it's been an ongoing story. A revolving story in the media here every day, and it's kind of got annoying. And to be honest, and I understand why they have to report it, but I think again it's being taken out of context. Harbaugh said he's not going to leave in his contract, and I don't expect him to. You know, why would he leave? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think it was just a ploy by his agent trying to say, hey, Jim will leave, and he wants more money. And that's an agent's job, because that way he gets more money. Let's not forget that. The agents get paid, too. That's why they are sports agents. And the Niners said, okay, we'll trade Jim. And people who don't understand the dynamic, you know, Jed operates a lot like Eddie used to operate. And a lot of people don't really – I don't think people know about Eddie DeBartolo. He was a demanding human being. And you know, he fired Bill Walsh about 7 times. Which is not talked about, and for some reason. I mean, if it wasn't for – I mean, cooler heads prevailed more often than not. But there's a reason why Bill Walsh left the 49ers really only after coaching them for 11 or 12 years. He had to get out because it was just too stressful. It was too demanding of a job, and Eddie made it that way. But then again, that's what pushed them to win five Super Bowls in 14 years. And Jed is copying that sort of model. And now in a day where the media gets a hold of everything, folks. If you know, it doesn't matter. And the NFL nowadays, and the Niners have been a franchise who've been very quiet. I mean, a lot of internal stories do not get out with the 49ers. So this is kind of a scar on them. But I expect that cooler heads will prevail in all of this, because I think they all understand that this is a team that is, again, one play away yet again from either winning a Super Bowl or going to a Super Bowl. That has been the case the past 2 years. So I would expect another great season from the 49ers and this issue to be resolved. We're going to get the NFL free agency real quick. I'll also go over into the update break. We'll talk about this a little bit more ad nauseum. But I was reading an article about Jarius Byrd. And apparently everyone's been talking about how he's the best safety bar none, physical talent-wise. Okay, you know, I see it. I understand. The guy's a great player, great physical talent. Seen him play enough, read enough about him, okay. Guy's solid. But do you do you spend that much money on a safety? I mean, you see the situation with Dante Whitner in San Francisco, and he's been a Pro Bowler with the 49ers on a winning team, and the Niners don't want to pay him over $4.5 to $5 million. They can't. Well, one, they can't afford it with the salary cap. I think they would pay him, but they're not. They wouldn't do it anyway, because safety has kind of been a devalued position because you could find guys to replace him. Now, Seattle has kind of changed that consensus with them having the Legion of Boom, with having Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas. That's kind of, kind of changed the idea of thinking, I guess, in NFL GM circles. So Jarius Bird's going to cash in. T.J. Ward could cash in. Dante Whitner could very well cash in. I honestly hope Dante Whitner is able to come back to the 49ers. I really have enjoyed watching him play the last 3 years with the team. Another safety formerly from the Buffalo Bills. Little weird story there. I would really hope Dante to stay, but I don't think it's going to happen. 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number. There's also a possible trade deal, a weird one. According to, according to the Boston Globe, Ryan Mallett has been drawing some serious trade interest from the Houston Texans. Now, to help you understand this a little bit, Mallett is the backup quarterback to Tom Brady, which drafted a few years ago, was really regarded as a first round pick, was not taken in the first round because of off the field concerns, fell to the late third, fourth round, picked up by Belichick and the Patriots. Now, Bill O'Brien, again, we mentioned this earlier in the show with Christian, that he's from the Patriots school of coaching. And his offense is a designed passing attack, a full-blown passing attack. Every year at Penn State, this was a top-10 passing offense. So, first of all, he's doing something right. But, I mean, I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not they pick him up. I think they have I think it would be a good match, just because he would be familiar with the system. But, I mean, I don't know. I hope Ryan Mallett does well, kind of as a slap in the face to all the executives that passed on him. I love guys with those stories. We're going to come back and do a quick update here on Sports Over at America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We'll come back with an update and talk more about the NFL here on Sports Over at America.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325.
800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free t-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the Pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Late, great Janis Joplin, folks. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, folks. 1-800-878-7529. We got a quick update coming at you, and this update is brought to you by Liverguard Kids. We're going to make this one brought to you by Herb Blossom Express. Check them out at herb-blossom.com. Ooh, look at this. God, she was talented. It's brought to you by Herb Blossom Express. Check them out at herb-blossom.com. Here's the deal. They got all sorts of great spices. Jerry says the Cajun spice is something unreal and to die for. So check them out at herb-blossom.com, and they actually benefit disabled farmers. Great, great foundation. Check them out. It's a great story. I'm sure if you've listened to the show, you know the story. Real quick, I'm going to give you the winners tonight. I want to quickly get to a few other things about NFL free agency. So I'll give you the winners of tonight's NBA NHL games. We got the Knickerbockers winning. The Jazz winning. The Grizzly winning. Spurs. They got a nice big win tonight. Washington and the Clip Show. Here's the deal. If you didn't hear your team, they either lost or they didn't play. So, probably not good. In the NHL, Ottawa, St. Louis, Toronto, Boston, New Jersey, Washington, Columbus, Dallas, Vancouver, and San Jose all got W's. In college hoops, a couple big-time winners today. Wichita State moved to 33-0. Florida is 18-0 in SEC play as they beat up on Kentucky. Oregon upset Arizona. Duke beat down at UNC. West Virginia upset Kansas. Ooh, bad loss for Kansas. I was expecting them to be a little bit better going into the tournament. I don't know. Louisville, they got another win today. They beat Connecticut bad. Number 19 ranked Connecticut, too. UConn got whooped. And then Illinois was upset Iowa. 66-63. So, close game. This update was brought to you by Liverguard Kids. Go to livergard.com. I'm sorry. This update was brought to you by Herb Blossom Express. Check them out at herb-blossom.com. There we go. And we'll have more Sports Overnight America. God. You could argue that she was the most talented member of the 27 Club. And that's saying something. The 27 Club, obviously the rock, the club of musicians that died at the age of 27. Some rock and roll legends like Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, James Morrison, Amy Winehouse. I add her because she had a killer voice. If you don't believe me, check out some of her stuff. That girl had some serious pipes. But really quickly, I want to talk about the NFL, this free agency stuff. And a guy who I think it's somewhat interesting how teams have overlooked this. I mean, he hasn't been talked about as being an elite player, but because he is. And his name's Akeem Talib. Now, I understand he had the situation with Tampa Bay. He was, you know, basically traded for nothing. And, you know, it was an attitude situation sort of thing. But I think it's been adjusted under Bill Belichick. And honestly, I think he wants to stay with the Patriots. I feel like that would be his best situation. He's a guy who's definitely I think of the corners, top five corners, he's there in that conversation. He's right there with Sherman and Revis. Talib is a lockdown corner, and if you watched a lot of the Patriot games this year, granted they didn't have the best statistical numbers for a defense, but he was really the centerpiece of a lot of the things they were able to do. And when they were then also this is a defense who gave quarterbacks and gave teams a lot of issues, so I would expect them to get something done in New England. I really hope he stays with the Patriots. I feel like that would be a really good career path for him as well. I feel like Belichick got a good handle on getting him back. Also, another guy, Eric Decker, is one of the guys who kind of surprises me. And I don't think he's going to get the premium money he thinks he's going to get. I guess if we're going to go off numbers, he's the best free agent wide receiver. I would rather have James Jones, to be honest with you. I think James Jones is a phenomenal talent. A little bit underrated because he played in that Packer offense. Hakeem Nicks has been cleared medically. He's an incredibly talented guy. Golden Tate is also another guy who's a receiver who's got some serious game. So the receiving core, I guess, isn't as deep as it is most years. As far as guys who there's no, you know, Dez Bryant out there. There's no impact guy. But where the free agency is very deep is where I think it's typically deep in these kind of positions is D line and linebacker. There's a lot of guys, a lot of linebackers and D linemen who seem to get moved around, and you know, maybe they'll find a better fit somewhere. And here's one guy is Jared Allen. I mean, he's a free agent coming in, and he had a rough year this year. I think he's definitely a low risk, high reward guy. One of those guys you get in on a 1 year, $4 million contract, and you let him go to work, let him earn his spot back in the league. He's going to be a guy who I think a lot of teams are going to target. You know, Michael Bennett obviously is going to be a guy. Hopefully, he leaves Seattle. I'm praying to God he leaves Seattle. Another guy I like, I think Henry Milton from Chicago, from the Bears. He's a stud. He unfortunately tore his ACL last year, so he's unfortunately coming off a very bad situation for himself. But he is an incredible talent, and I think someone's going to get a steal with him, especially if he's healthy. 1-800-878-7529. I'll talk about this more on Thursday with Jerry Brick when we actually have some free agency stuff to talk about. That's when I'll be back in. On this program, I got a text from Mr. Jerry Burke saying he wanted me to play one of his greatest hits tonight, and so that is what I'm going to do. Also, because it says here on the sheet to do that. So, coming up in just about 3 or 4 minutes, give or take, you're going to hear a classic Jerry and Chris rant. It's one of my all time, actually. Favorites of their shenanigans. I got to be honest. It's to me, it's pretty funny. So we'll come back and do that. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I read the sheet wrong. We're actually going to play an interview with Mr. Freddie Lynn. He former big league ball player as a gear up to the return of Major League Baseball. So we'll come back. We're going to hear from Freddie Lynn. And I believe Jerry Burke. Yeah, I believe so. Here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92. Ooh. Little Rolling Stones for you. Got an interview coming up next here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids' cents.
Just imagine the change
your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar and give the change to kids in need at kidsense.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
If the man wants Van Halen, we give him Van Halen. He's the only guy ever to win the MVP as a rookie, because Ichiro doesn't count. Oh, yeah, and he was Rookie of the Year. When you were growing up and you thought center fielders, this guy was money. Boston Red Sox, California Angels, had huge years. Big Van Halen fan. And I'll never forget my senior year in high school. Playing baseball, you love your local team. He was a center fielder. Probably doesn't want to go back and remember this too much, but he was our center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Fred Lynn joins us. Fred, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for that intro. It was a good one.
Yeah, you know, I loved you when you played for the Padres. I saw your first game you played for San Diego. I wish we could bring you back, a young Fred Lynn. We need somebody like you at Petco Park now.
They definitely need some offense. You know, there's no question about that. You know, they had the pitching until a couple of them got hurt early in the season, but they definitely need some thunder in their lineup. There's two ways to look at it. Either you put some more thunder in there, or you go with team speed and pitching, and they don't have either. So they got a ways to go.
Yeah, story of the Padres' history. Fred, you know, nowadays with all the cable television sports shows and with the internet, and Red Sox Nation has become so big. But it was always big. Maybe it wasn't as huge across the country as it is now. But Red Sox Nation, that area has always loved baseball from a long, long time ago. And to start out the way you did, I mean, what was it like being the man in Boston?
It was pretty exciting. I won't lie to you. You know, it was a lot of fun. We had a young team. You know, we did have some veteran guys on the club, but the nucleus of our club is young. So we're all going through it together. It wasn't just me. It was a whole bunch of us. And so, you know, we palled around together. Obviously, we played together. And we grew on and off the field together. So it was a great learning experience. It was a great time to be young. It was a great time to play baseball in the 70s, and we had a great time doing it. That's for sure.
Well, your career statistics are fantastic. You hit over 300 home runs, over 1,100 RBIs, a .283 career average. But you won the MVP your first year. I mean, Ichiro, you know, take your hat off. Guy's fabulous. But he was a pro, a seasoned pro by the time he got here. You were a rookie, a kid coming out of USC. You were a rookie, and you won the Rookie of the Year, and then you won the MVP. And where do you go from there?
Well, had we won the World Series, the thought had crossed my mind. I said, well, geez, I ought to retire and go play football.
I mean, if you would have beat the Cincinnati Reds and won that, that's everything. I mean, you can only go downhill from there.
No, that's right. Yeah, what do you do from here? What have you done for me lately? And when you play in Boston, they ask you those questions. And so, you know, my next couple of years, you know, people say, well, gee, you're not playing like you did the first year. Well, I said, well, gee, I don't think, you know, you're supposed to do that every year, are you? But, you know, it was, like I said, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, winning all those awards the first year, you know, I had to kind of reset my goals a little bit because, you know, I was achieving them a little quicker than I thought.
You know, I look at your numbers, and I think of you as one of the best players of your generation, and I know numbers have gotten so out of hand, and you know, when you talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's just, they have these marks that, well, you got to get to 3,000 hits, you got to get to 300 wins, you know, it used to be, you know, if you got to 400 home runs, now it's looking more like 500 home runs, but when you take a career like yours, and you look at, you were in the All-Star game, what, like 9 times, you know, the Gold Gloves, the MVP, I mean, you name it, you did it. You know, do you look at it and you go, huh, I should have a better chance of getting to Cooperstown?
Well, I did all the individual things, there's no question. But I never played on a championship team. Kind of came close a couple of times, lost in a playoff to the Yankees in 78, but never got the brass ring. I don't know if that has any bearing whatsoever. I hear sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But the bottom line is, for me, if I had those stats and you threw another, I don't know, 5,000 at-bats into it or whatever, 2,000, 2,500 at-bats, something like that, and still had the same kind of stats, yeah, I probably would be in. But I got hurt so much my second half of my career, I couldn't stay on the field. And when I was healthy, I played the way everybody thought I could play and the way I thought I could play. But just staying on the field was a problem there for a while.
The great Fred Lynn joins us here on the Krug and Towney Show. Now, after the Red Sox, you headed out and you played for the California Angels, which, as bizarre as it is, they still play in the same park, but it's been completely redone. They're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I mean, it's just so, and probably the most bizarre thing, Fred, is to see the Angels, arguably the best team in baseball right now. They've won a World Series. This is an Angel team that's become a powerhouse. And the one thing, because growing up in San Diego, you also got to see Angel games on KTLA. So I got to watch you when I was even younger, and I got to watch you play for the Angels. And it's just, it's amazing to see how far that franchise has come from being basically the stepsister in Orange County to the LA Dodgers to being truly right now the number one team and the second largest market in the country. Would you ever think that would happen with the Angels?
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic for me personally. The two teams that I played with and that I'm most recognized for playing for, the Red Sox and the Angels, were the two most snake-bitten teams in all of baseball.
Sure.
In those years. And now they've both won. You know, the Angels have won and the Sox have won twice. And the Angels, they're on their way to winning another one this year, like you said. Although Tampa Bay, no one wants to give them the credit that they're achieving. They're pretty tough. And if the World Series was held in Tampa Bay, I wouldn't bet against them. I mean, they are very tough to beat down there.
I
think the Angels are definitely the team.
Now, I want Jerry, our producer, he's a longtime Red Sox fan, at some point to come in, because I know he wants to ask you a question, because you're one of his favorites of all time. But, you know, when you're looking at baseball and you think about these young kids and the money that they're making now, going back to your day, I mean, you guys made pretty good scratch yourselves, but, I mean, think about it, Fred. Think about it in your 20s, you're out of college, and now millions of dollars, you're traveling to these big cities, you're a Major League Baseball player. What a life these guys got, and what trouble they possibly could get into.
Well, yeah, we had none of those trappings. You know, the phones that we used, you had to put money in to use them. You know, they didn't take pictures. You know, they didn't do any of those kinds of things. I made $20,000 my first year in the big league, so I don't know what they, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine their lifestyle. I really can't. I mean, I'm not there, so that's beyond me. That's the kind of stuff you read in People magazine.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of people. But, yeah, they're under the microscope, too, and they can't let loose like we did. I don't know what they do for entertainment, you know, to get away from the game. You know, we'd go out and have a few beers with the guys, and you know, it was fine. Now, boy, you know, they're under the gun 24 hours a day. So, I think they play under more pressure than we did.
You know, I got to ask you about, you know, speaking of, you know, you made $20,000 your first year. I mean, if you were playing at USC now and had the career you had at USC, I bet you'd be getting paid more than $20,000 just to come out of college. And the first time I played college baseball, and I remember the first time I went and played against USC. And you remember going there going, wow, you think of all the guys, you know, Tom Seaver, yourself, and Mark McGwire, and so many great players played for Ron Dato and all the great champions, all the championships that you guys won. I mean, just to let people know, I mean, we know SC football. Now SC football is as big as it's ever been. But SC, back when you were there, and for many years under the legendary Ron Dato, your guys' program was second to none.
Well, you know, we won five titles in a row, and I was on the middle three. I was there 3 years and won three national titles. You know, that's never going to be accomplished again, five in a row. That was when UCLA was winning their 10 in a row. So between the two schools, we weren't letting anybody win anything, basically, in the early 70s. And Rod Dato is, you know, he's the best baseball man I ever played for, and he was cranking out guys left and right. You know, Randy Johnson was there. You said McGwire, Tommy Seaver, Ron Fairley, Rich Dower, Roy Smalley. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But what our guys were noted for is that when they came out of school, they were fundamentally sound. You know, you could count on an SC guy. You put him in the big leagues, and he's not going to screw up. He might not be the best player, but he's going to be a fundamentally sound player, and he's always going to be mentally aware. That was kind of why we won.
Well, I got to have my producer ask you a question. He's from Massachusetts, longtime Boston Red Sox fan. Jerry, you're what, 40?
I'm 43 now, so I was 10 years old when Fred's a rookie. Actually, he came up in 74. I remember he hit like 400, but they would never let him play. I remember
yeah,
that.
That's right.
You and Rice they brought up. Hey, listen, I do have one question. Of all the pitchers you played with the Sox, and like I said, I grew up, I was a bleacher bum at Fenway when you were in your first couple of years there. What pitcher did you enjoy playing behind the most? Like, and I said, which one, like, you know, some pitchers pitch quickly.
Billy was the one I liked playing behind the most.
Hey, my guy.
Billy got the ball and he threw it. You know, he was not a strikeout pitcher, and he didn't waste any time. Got the sign, boom, here comes the ball. He's going to put it in play. It's like playing behind Tommy John. And they're not going to strike guys out. They're going to throw strikes, and the players are going to hit the ball, so you got to be on your toes. Guys that I didn't like would stare in there for 3 minutes, get the sign, take all day to wind up, you know, ball one, ball two, strike one, ball three. Oh, those guys drove you crazy.
I can understand that. By the way, Lee was an SC guy too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was he like? Because, I mean, Jerry, he actually knows Lee real well. But, you know, what was it like playing with this guy? I mean, this guy, you know, for us, he was like a cult figure in a way.
Well, Billy, first of all, is very intelligent. Maybe too much for his own good. But between the lines, between the white lines, there was nobody that was more competitive than Billy. Just loves the game. In fact, he's still playing, by the way. He's still barnstorming. He's up in Vermont or New Hampshire, and he's on some league, and they go all over the country still playing baseball, and he's a little older than I am. So he's quite the guy. You know, in fact, he won 17 games 3 years in a row for us, throwing basically sinkers and Ephus pitches. But the guy was a competitor. He knew how to pitch, and he pitched quickly. I remember we were in Minnesota. We had a game that was like an hour and 50 minutes. He threw 70 pitches.
Wow.
You know, and so it was a treat to play with him. And then, of course, you know, off the field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was lights out. I mean, we've got Billy, who's just crazier than a loon. We've got Louis Tiant, George Scott, you got Roger Maret. And you got some personalities. Then you throw in Fisk and Yastrzemski, and oh, my.
Oh, yeah. What a strange crew that was.
I just say two words all year.
Bill Lee and Carlton Fisk together. I just don't see it.
Yeah, they're like oil and water. But, you know, they worked well on the field, and that's all you cared about. You know, they had their run-ins off the field, and we all, you know, we didn't get along all the time. But on the field, they were both highly motivated to win. And that's all that mattered. And Carlton said, put down the finger, and Billy threw it. That's all there was to it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. And I tell you, I remember I watched you play your first game, and you played in those – they were the really bad unis, too. That's when they went from the Taco Bell unis from when the Padres were in the World Series in 84 to really going to this weird brown with the orange. I mean, what was that quickly? How bad was it putting on a Padre uniform?
UPS man in a Yankee uniform.
You know, the pinstripes, it was terrible.
It was not flattering. those hats that we had, oh, they were ugly.
I can tell you, though, we were fired up when we knew you were coming to town.
Well, you know what? Actually, that ball club we had in 1990 with
Todd's, ton of talent.
We had a really good ball club. When you think of the players that we had, Benny Santiago was our catcher, and he was very young. Sure. Robbie Alomar playing second.
Yeah, Jack Clark.
You had the Ripper at first.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn.
Gary Templeton, of course. You got Tony Gwynn. You got Joe Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Pagliarulo. We had some, we had some people. But the funny thing was, or not so funny actually, was that everybody got hurt. Everybody on that team, even Tony Gwynn had bad knees that year. So it was like, are you kidding me? It must have been me. After a while, I figured wherever I go, bad things are happening. I better get out and go into announcing.
Fred, thank you so much for stopping by. We got to have you on again, and it's a treat. I grew up watching it. I love watching you play, and it was an honor to have you on.
Well, let's do it during the playoffs. What do you say?
That would be great. We appreciate it because, hey, no one knows better than you. Thanks so much. We'll call you soon.
All right.
The great Fred Lynn right here. Guy won the MVP his rookie year. You kidding me?
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
Yeah, a little Chili Peppers end this hour. I can dig it. Chili's and barley. All right. I do not have enough time to do an update, but if I had to do one, or I could do one, it would be brought to you by LiverGuard. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, and you get the word great. And you're going to get a great deal. This stuff actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. Yeah, we're coming back next hour. We'll be talking about whatever you want. 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number. Here on Sports Overnight America. Got the news coming up next, and then you're going to hear more of me, Johnny Marino, on Sports Overnight America. And go to the well one small time to decide on when it's killing me, when will I really see all that I need to look inside.